This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement.
How's everybody going? My name is Selwyn, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and I'll be bringing you a quick Lessons of the Day episode, where I review some items that I've learned over the last couple of days and distill them down into talking points that can be added to your toolkit. So, here we go. On this episode, I'll be talking about leadership and relationship building. Two interviews, one from the Entree Leadership Podcast interview with Brian Buffini, and Jason Hartman's interview with Michael Gelb. When it comes to changing your mindset to a success mindset, you want to always work harder on yourself than you do in your job. This way, you'll stop making a living and start making a fortune. Basically, what you want to do is always be improving yourself. Kind of that whole, when you run a business, you don't want to be working in the business, you want to be working on the business. So for me, that always comes down to learning. Every day I'm listening to podcasts, listening to Audible, reading books, pretty much trying to improve myself, because that's one investment that no one can ever take away. And it might not necessarily be directly applicable today, but I know down the road at some point, all these things that I'm learning and accumulating, I'll eventually be able to use. And when you do know your true why, and you know your true deep meaning, this will give you true resolve and a whatever it takes mindset, so to speak. So you'll do whatever it takes when you know why you're doing whatever it takes. And most people will ask, well, what's your purpose? And a lot of people like us, we're all looking for our purpose in this life. And Buffini kind of puts this new idea that I've never thought of, where purpose will come around as a process of elimination rather than a process of selection. Just like me, a lot of us will have to grind it out, as he says, and we're going to have to do a lot of things to find out what we actually like to do. Now, there are some of us that know from 5 years old that we're going to become a fighter pilot, and that's all we're going to do. Others of us aren't as lucky, and we have to do the work. And it might not be work that we love, but by eliminating the work that we don't like, we're going to eventually come to what we do like and find our true purpose in life. And it also goes along with playing for the long term. Commitment to delayed gratification is what you need to develop. You want to pay a price today. You want to forego all the short-term wins and really execute on those long-term victories that might not be immediately evident in the 1 year, 2 years, but in 10 years' time, you're going to look back and think, thank you that I did that. Because you reap what you sow, just like a farmer sowing seeds in the ground. The next day, he's not going to be able to harvest his crop. He's going to have to wait a year at least, or however crops grow. And this kind of links to the next point, where it's the truth of success is that it's not like in the movies. That's not a dream that we think of success. Success, if you ask anybody else that's been successful, is that it's dirty, hard work. And it takes a lot of time to get there. You have to have patience, and a lot of patience, and more patience. And more importantly, you need to have perseverance and determination. And Buffini says it, and I've heard this from a lot of other people too, is that that whole quote that if you do what you love, you won't work a day in your life. That is a total lie, because success takes a lot of hard work. You might not feel like it's work, but it's going to be so much work. If you look at any successful person, they've worked their faces off. And how did they get there? By setting goals. And a great thing to do is to write down your goals so they're tangible. And visit them every day. There's something to be said for writing down your goals, having them physically in front of you, and looking at them over and over again. This way, they're constantly in your mind. It's that light at the end of the tunnel. This is going to remind you of your why, as to why you're working so hard, why you're spending countless hours, why you're sleeping 4 hours a night sometimes. It'll bring back that determination that you might lose here and there, because it's going to be that tough, dirty journey. And another cool thing that I need to do more of is be present in the moment. So what he says is that when you're working 100%. You're always working as hard as you can when you decide to work. And when you relax, that's all you're doing. You're relaxing. You're not letting work creep into relaxation, and you're not stopping to relax during work. What this does, it prioritizes your day. It puts you presently in the moment so that you're not distracted from whatever it is that you're doing, and you'll actually enjoy what you're doing, because your mind isn't anywhere else. it kind of comes down to this mindfulness practice. But instead of just sitting there being mindful, make it a continual journey of always being present wherever you are. And it comes down to being effective at what you're doing. And by focusing on work and nothing else, you'll also become more efficient as you're becoming more effective. And this comes to setting up a balance in your life. As he says, the world will spin without you, but your world won't spin without you. So there's no point having a multi-billion dollar business if you don't have a family to celebrate this with, or even friends to celebrate this with. And there's no point having a family and friends if you can't do anything with them because you can't afford to. So it's this tying in all the sides of the puzzle so that you become a complete person. But to fulfill all these needs, you need to be present in every single one of them. Give 100% to your relationships. Give 100% to your work. Give 100% to your learning. And kind of attack each aspect of your life with this aggression so that you're present and that each moment isn't wasted thinking about the next moment. And finally, the most important thing Buffini talks about is gratitude. It's probably hands down the most important thing that you can have because it shifts your mindset into an abundance mindset, and it also stops you from thinking negative thoughts because it's hard to be grateful and hateful, grateful and entitled, grateful and complaining. It's almost near impossible to have those two contradictory mindsets at the same time. So it really reframes your head into thinking better and thinking more constructively. And also by appreciating everything, it shows you what you've built and then more so what you can build on in the future. And next I'll be talking about Michael Gelb's 7 relationship building skills from his book, The Art of Connection. And he talks about this in the sense of like innovation as well, because innovation comes down to your ability to buy into your idea. It's not simple enough to have a great idea. You need a team to help you build that idea. The first point is to embrace humility. True confidence is born from humility. You don't want to mistake this with a fake humbleness. What this does, it gives you the willingness to understand the other person because it assumes that you're not always right. And you need to stay curious. And this curiosity helps you see the other point of view. You don't want to put blinders on and just not have any other opinions. You really need to have an open mind so you can see all sides of the coin. Secondly is the quote, be a glowworm, and this comes from Winston Churchill. It basically comes down to the fact that emotions are contagious for better or worse. So you want to be the one that's leading with positivity. You want to be the one that's contagious with positivity and a can-do attitude, because there's nothing worse than coming into a team or a company or a household where everyone's down and complaining, because all that does is it spreads to other people if there's no one else there to really help combat that, and you really want to be that person, if not for you, for all those people around you. Thirdly is you want to achieve 3 liberations, and this is all of them come to freeing from the habitual tendencies and the mindlessness that you might have. The first one is to free yourself from liking and disliking things. You want to stop looking at everything from your own favorite perspective. Again, it comes down to that curiosity. You want to see both sides of the coin and judge it for what it is, and you want to kind of take a step back and analyze the situation without any biases whatsoever. Secondly, you don't want to take things personally. I mean, that really is all that needs to be said for that one. You're not as important as you think you are. And finally, you don't want to blame and you don't want to complain. This is a waste of energy and it's the death of responsibility. So between these 3 things, kind of reset your mindset into always being open to other people's point of view and open to a cooperative mindset. Number 4 is that you want to transcend fixations. You want to be better than your habitual programming. Everyone kind of has this default homeostasis that they fall back on. And you want to figure out what that is for yourself, do some self-reflection, and you want to move past that. So you want to become a better self by being more than what you normally are. It seems kind of counterintuitive, but if you're introverted and shy, the best way to become a better person is to try and break out of that mold every now and then and approach people, become a little bit more extroverted. It's not talking about completely shifting your who you are, but just expanding on your circle of habits, as it were. You don't want to get stuck in the rut of yourself, because you'll just stay there and circle around. The fifth one is you want to balance energy exchange. What this talks about is you want to take the violence out of language. You want to stop confronting people and start cooperating with people. You need to see the balance of your relationships. And this is all about focusing on giving first, especially when it talks about communication. Take out that aggressive language. Take out the blaming and really come forward as whoever your partner is. You want to come forward with a spirit of cooperation, whether you're trying to buy something from someone and you're competing to get the lowest price. How might you look at it as a corporation to give them some money in exchange for a quality product? The sixth one is to be what he calls a rare listener. So you want to receive, appreciate, reflect, and inquire. And I think these four things come down to having that open mindset, putting the other person first. You always want to be in that giving spirit where the other person is more important than you. And finally, the seventh point is you want to turn friction into momentum. And what this is about, it kind of sums up the above points where you want to separate the idea of contest from conflict. So there's no such thing as winning an argument. All you can do is win on agreement. So it's a lot of people will come into an argument and try and beat down the other person because it's a competition to see who has a better argument. But we've all been in these situations and we know that it's very rare that I'm going to change your ways and you're going to change my ways. So you need to use creativity to solve problems so that you can come together and really focus on collaboration so that both people come to a win-win situation and leave the disagreement or whatever it may be better than it was when you were there. And that can really only come if both of you put each other's needs before their own. Because what it does is it sets up empathy and it sets up the seeing the situation from the other person's point of view. On every coin, there's two sides. And if you can only see your side of the coin, you're losing 50% of the value of what the topic is all about. So you really, I think everyone can work on this because a lot of people listen and they wait to reply. They don't just listen to understand. And I think that's really what it comes down to. So that's all I have for today. So go out and use it. This has been Selwyn on a quick episode of Lessons of the Day from the Mindset Toolkit podcast. Thanks for your time. And remember, what you learned today will serve you tomorrow. So go out and go get it.